Phoenix FM.
Now, every Friday, I get to speak to a different member of Brentwood Borough Council, and today I'm talking to Steve Summers. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you enjoying this beautiful weather we're having, Steve?
Yeah, unfortunately, I just looked at the weather for the rest of the week, and I don't think it's improving too much, unfortunately.
No, it's nice to have something to moan about, though, because we moan about the hot weather, and then we can moan about it raining.
Yeah, that's a normal trait, isn't it?
That's what we do. Right, first of all, on to King George's playing fields. The Mayor of Brentwood, Olivia Saunders, is going to be opening the new junior play areas.
Yes, she is. So 12:15 next week, next Monday. Councillor Saunders will be there, the Mayor, and she'll be opening up that brand new junior play area at King George's, so that would be brilliant. So if people want to go along and see her opening it up, that would be good.
And how much has been spent on doing the actual area?
So the actual area itself has been £265,000, and it's part of a wider five-year strategy we have for the play areas. So we're working our way through the play areas, and there's some that have already been redeveloped or worked on or provided extra things like Woolley playing fields, River Road and Courage playing fields. So they're all been done and working our way through it. And the next one will be Hutton Recreation Park play area.
Yeah.
So work begins again on Monday. And there's £320,000 being spent on that particular play area. So, again, that's really good, enables residents and the children to be able to keep fit and healthy and active.
Yeah, there was a thing years ago, wasn't there, Steve, where schools sold off loads of, where I was from anyway, sold off all their playing fields.
Yeah.
So the things where you would have gone outside, you kind of, it wasn't encouraged. And it's a great thing, actually, to get children back out into the fresh air. And it's free. And to be out there playing again and socialising, fingers crossed, you know.
Yeah, even more so, going forward. Yeah, I think probably particularly, you know, because of what's happened over the last year, I think you realise the importance even more so of children being able to get out and be fully active and to do things. And like you said, socialise, which is a big benefit for them as well.
Yeah, and it's accessible to all children,
correct.
If it, wheelchair access and everything else, so you can actually get over there,
certainly.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, which is fantastic as well. Yeah, you're right.
Can in the Van, it's a great initiative. Yes. It's going to be happening again on the 23rd of June. How can people get involved?
So Can in the Van, you're right. I mean, that is a great initiative. And unfortunately, again, a little bit out of the pandemic, this became a big positive for the council and its residents, and also for the voluntary sector, which helps so much with this. So that will be in the Can in the Van next Wednesday from 12 to 3. So the Can in the Van will be out there. And if people can provide or donate food and household items, that would be really good. It's been really, really good initiative over the last year, and if people can encourage people to go along and donate, that would be fantastic, because it helps those people who really need it.
And that's outside Marks and Spencer's, is it?
Yeah.
Also out there is going to be the community trailer as well.
Yes, so that will be there as well, the community trailer, and that again, this travels, the trailer actually goes around the borough, and it connects people who may feel isolated or, you know, because of the pandemic, so they feel, you know, a bit down in the dumps or worn out by it all. And you can have a cup of tea there, and they will provide advice and support on what voluntary groups are open and how they can provide support, or they can offer how you can, as a resident, get support for those things. So that's really interesting. And they'll go around also other areas. So I think they're doing Ingatestone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're doing Hutton in July, so that's really good.
Now, for people who might have missed out, I think I spoke to Chris Hossack, the leader of the council, about this a few weeks ago. Co-Wheels, they're launching a new Co-Wheels club. So just explain what Co-Wheels is, first of all, and then the Co-Wheels car club.
Yeah, so Co-Wheels is a business that basically provides you to be able to register, and then you can go online and register, and it enables you to be able to hire a car. So it, and then there's a variety of vehicles that you can, but some of them, about 30%, I think, electric, the rest are petrol hybrid, so they're carbon efficient vehicles that you can use. Mm. And then what you can do is you can book them for a period of time. I think the smallest part is about 15 minutes, I believe.
Yeah.
But also you can book them for a day if you want as well. And then basically you use them and then you just return them to the particular place that you need to return them to. So, you know, that again is really good. It also enables people not necessarily to have their own car if they don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, if you can use this car, if you're only doing a few journeys every week, then that's a possibility where you might not necessarily need to have your own car. So again, that's helping the environment by having less cars on the road, effectively, or the need to have cars. So that's quite good as well. So that's something that's really progressive, and we're pleased to work with CoWheels in providing that sort of program.
Now, before we get on to the family fun days, just a quick see if I can put this question to you, but you might not have the answer, Steve. With this new COVID variant, is it sort of showing up in Brentwood? I know that there's been cases arising over where I'm from, Thurrock. What is it like in Brentwood?
Brentwood at the moment, is, my understanding, I think it's okay.
Mm.
You know, it's obviously, as the rest of the country, it's being tracked by public health, and they will monitor that. But at the moment, I'm not aware of any particular reason for, you know, for concern in Brentwood.
Yeah.
What I would promote, obviously, is people getting their vaccinations more than anything else. I think that's really important because as it has been seen already, you know, over the past sort of 6 months, that people having their vaccinations does break that chain.
Mm.
And that assists in the longer term future of us dealing with the pandemic. So, you know, my plea to people really is get your vaccinations.
Yep. Yep. Okay. And also still doing the hand washing, still wearing the face masks.
Yeah,
I mean,
course.
You know, at least
yeah.
we can go out into
Common
restaurants
sense.
Now and sit
yeah.
down and you
yeah.
know, you can do yeah. things like that. Hopefully gigs will come back soon, Steve. That would be fingers crossed for me.
Yeah, I was going to say for you. I'm sure.
Not for you,
sure,
Steve. Unless,
you,
unless you're doing
no,
some singing yeah. on the side.
No, you wouldn't
know. Now, you do have the Summer Safari Trail, which I spoke to Kim yeah. Anderson about last week, and also the
yeah.
Family Fun Days.
Yeah, so every year, obviously, we do, as you know, we do the Family Fun Days, and they're very well attended. And again, it goes back a little bit, I suppose, Michelle, what we were saying earlier, for residents and for children to be getting out and doing things. Hopefully, the weather will be better in the school holidays. Let's keep our fingers crossed. But again, there's a number of events ongoing, and there's sports activities, crafts, stall holders, all those sorts of things that can be done. There's lots of events that go on. And again, that will be across the borough. And for that, and for the Summer Safari Trail and the Community Connect Trailer, for those dates, go to our website and you'll see, you know, on our website those dates when they're being held.
Yeah, and the Family Fun Days are free, aren't they? And the Safari Trail is free as well.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and the Family Fun Days are very well attended. Mm. You know, they're very good and people really do enjoy them. So that's a good thing for us to provide and for residents and children to be involved in.
And if Brentwood Council can bring the sunshine back as part of this, that would be great as well. Have a word with the crew down there and see what they can do.
I only wish we could.
Yeah.
That would be... I'm sure that would be top of our list if we could.
You'd be really ultra popular if you could do that. It's lovely to speak to you, Steve. Again, it's all the details that you've mentioned there are on the Brentwood Council website.
For any of the dates, make sure you just check on the website to make sure which days are which, and that'll be fine.
Lovely. Okay, do you like Ed Sheeran?
I do like Ed Sheeran, yes,
cool.
I do.
I'm going to play him next. Have a great
Excellent.
Weekend. Thanks
Enjoy.
A lot. Cheers.
Brilliant.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.